Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Mariana Baca-Yao. The Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center is changing its name to Impact Life, unifying its locations in Springfield, Davenport, and Urbana. The change comes as blood donations across the four-state region have dropped to all-time lows. The pandemic has already limited mobile blood drives at schools, but in the past month, the gap between blood demand and blood donations has widened. Amanda Hess, director of donor and public relations, says she's worried. Even in a typical year, people donate less blood during the summer months.
I'm forecasting closer to 3,000 red blood cell donations a week, and we need 3,600. So we're very concerned about this summer, and we're actually not alone. Blood centers across the country are experiencing the same thing.
To encourage blood donations, Impact Life is offering donors a $10 electronic gift card. Blood collected by the nonprofit goes to 120 hospitals across Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, and Wisconsin. Inmates at Iowa's prisons have donated more than $11,000 to the families of staffers killed at the Anamosa State Penitentiary in March. The amount is significant for people making well below a dollar an hour. Kate Payne reports.
A Department of Corrections spokesperson says inmates at all nine of Iowa's prisons donated to funds for the families of Nurse Lorena Schulte and Officer Robert McFarland. Investigators believe two inmates killed them during an escape attempt. Sue Hutchins of the advocacy group Living Beyond the Bars says many inmates knew the victims personally, and their donations demonstrate their compassion.
Yes, there are people who belong in prison, and yes, there are also people who are good people in prison, who have made mistakes and who have just as much compassion and just as much empathy as a lot of us out here.
Hutchins says some were able to donate more than they usually would because of the latest round of federal stimulus checks. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.
The Quad Cities River Bandits kick off the 2021 baseball season today in South Bend, Indiana. Chris Widger, manager of the Quad Cities River Bandits, says the team will be playing in a bubble. While on the road, players will only be allowed to stay with their designated hotel roommate. No matter what the state's indoor dining policy is, players are not able to go out to eat.
You know, your parents are going to come in and see you play for, you know, 4 or 5 days, and you can't go out to eat with them. But to put it in perspective, that's what you have to do to get back on the field, so that's what we're going to do.
But players might not play 4 to 5 days every week. Widger says the team has multiple starters and a lot of talent this season.
It's a great problem to have, but also causes some anxiety because, well, here we have guys that should literally be playing 4 or 5 days a week. And what do you do? So it's letting them know that, hey, it's nothing personal. It's professional baseball, but we got to make sure that everybody rolls through and gets plenty of at-bats because they all have an opportunity of moving up to the Double-A level.
The Quad Cities River Bandits face South Bend today at 6 o'clock in Four Winds Field. Their first home game will be May 11th against Cedar Rapids. Today in the forecast, a big storm is passing to the south of us, just missing the Quad Cities. Should make it cloudy today with a high near 61. For WVIK News, I'm Mariana Baca-Yao.